We're doing Binyan HaBayit, and we have a short amount of time tonight, so we're going to deal with one short thought. There were once two children playing, and after a few minutes of playing, the mother starts hearing them crying, and she walks in and she sees they're fighting, so she asks them, what's going on? What happened? So one kid walks up, all teary-eyed, and says, it all started when he hit me back. Sometimes, that's how we are. When we look at children, so we see the humor in it. But in marriage, very often, it evolves to that. You didn't take out the garbage, then I'm not making your favorite supper. You didn't make your favorite supper, well, I'm not cleaning the dishes. So maybe that's a slight exaggeration, but you'll sometimes hear couples talking, if you take the kids out to the park, I'll do the dishes. Now that same kind of conversation can be 100% legitimate. Someone has to do the dishes, and someone has to deal with the kids. So who's going to deal with the dishes, and who's going to deal with the kids? The question is, how do we perceive it, and how are we dealing with it? If we're bargaining, well, we can't spend our life bargaining. In marriage, it doesn't work. And it's more than that. We have to try and attain the level, and before I say this, I want to introduce something. I've been getting this feedback that bothers me a lot. People sometimes say, you're talking about a very high level. Come on, you're a rabbi, what are you saying to me? So, no, guys, we're all human, we're all made of the same mud, and what I'm saying is what I think fits for every person. If we were talking about all kinds of things that spiritual levels, that's one thing. Here we're talking about practical things that make a marriage work, hopefully. The attitude has to be, where can I give the other person? And this is an attitude that one has to work on. It's not natural. It doesn't happen immediately. Yeah, when you're dating someone, you think, I love her so much, I'm going to want to do everything for her. I'm always going to want her to be happy. How have I? But you know what? As life goes on, so there are the difficulties of life. And we have to remember, what's our perspective on marriage? Our perspective should be, how much can I invest? I often say, I say jokingly, but I'm not joking. I often say, the best investment I made was that little piece of gold that's surrounding my wife's finger. And I, even though I say it jokingly, I'm not joking. It's the truth. If we view it as an investment, then you want to cultivate your investment. You want to put as much as you can into it. Of course, there are going to be times where we have to figure out who does what. But the question is, what's the attitude? The attitude cannot be an attitude of bargaining. Now, how does this connect to what we said earlier? Because very often people come and they say, but that's how she's talking to me. She's telling me, you do this, I'll do that. She's telling me, well, you didn't do this, I won't do that. We have to know that in marriage, we have to take responsibility. Now, to our female listeners, I'm going to say, you have to know that in marriage, you have to take responsibility. What do I mean? Every person has to take responsibility. We cannot live in marriage and say, well, the other side isn't doing it. In everything, be it happiness in the home, it's very easy for a husband to say, she yells all the time, she's pressured, she's making the house a pressured home. Wait a second, what about you? What are you doing to diffuse the situation? What are you doing to make it happy? What are you doing to make the house have a better tone? Guys can say, but she's yelling. I understand she's yelling. She's under much more pressure than you in the house. See what you can do to make it a happier home. It's very easy, and what happens very often, and unfortunately, I'm saying this from couples that ultimately, unfortunately, get divorced, is each one points the finger. Well, they're not doing A, B, and C. Okay, I understand, they're not doing it. You want it this way, you do it. But I can't. No such thing as you can. You might not be able to do it to the extent that the other side can do it, but you have to do it. And whenever you start thinking, but the other side isn't doing it, just remember the story, it all started when she hit me back. That's really what you're saying when you're saying that. The other side. What do you mean the other side? There is no other side. We're all one side, and if one side of this side isn't doing it, then I have to do it. And unfortunately, right now this sounds obvious, and right now this sounds easy. I think this is one of the biggest challenges in marriage. It's very natural to feel this is a partnership. You give a little, I give a little. That's the wrong attitude. This is a partnership. I give as much as I can, and then whatever you give, I appreciate. But I have to give as much as I can. I have to give. I can't start keeping a scorecard. Well, what did you do? It doesn't work that way.
I'm all. If you're feeling abused, for example, if you're feeling that you put everything into it and you don't get anything back,
then that's a very male feeling. Yeah. Mm. So it's very common for males to feel that way. And Be'ezrat Hashem, I don't know if we have time. If you want, we'll start this point. The word abused is a very problematic word. We'll start with this, but this is really a new topic. So maybe we'll start a new recording. Okay, we'll continue on this recording, but I won't know how to live with it. So we'll start a new recording.